If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Scandal and vice, or sugar and spice. It's naughty but nice.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Thursday, which means our dear friend Mark Lupo joins us. Lupo, are you there?
Loopy Lou is here. Hello, Rob.
Loopy, I feel like we've already done half an hour's show. Before we hit record, we started to gossip. Don't worry, we're not going to leave you out on the conversation. I hate it when friends do that, when they're like having a side conversation. We're all in this together. I'm very inclusive, so is Mark. But we did have a little bit of a gossip before the show. It's good to catch up. I look forward to seeing you every Thursday, Mark.
Me too, but that conversation is for after hours. We can't talk
about it. It's an after hours. Okay, let's jump into the show where everything will be clean and nice and decent and what the Naughty But Nice Show is really about and really what we are about too, although we do have a little bit of a naughty side, Mark. Yeah. Okay, let's jump in before we get ourselves into any more trouble. What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
Jennifer Aniston, who I love, has revealed her stance on TikTok. So she's not jumping on the TikTok bandwagon anytime soon. Oh, boo-hoo. And she's got a solid reason for why not. She's emphasising that she just can't add. She's not interested. She doesn't have time to add another social media platform to her life. I get that, Mark. I started with the Twitter, and then I did the Facebook, and then Instagram, and now I sort of flirted with TikTok, but I just was like, oh, there's only so much we can do each day. It's like a full-time job. I used to sort of roll my nose a little bit at these influencers with their 100,000 million followers. I rolled my nose and sort of put them down a little bit. Now I don't. That is a job. That is dedication. Mm-hmm. Somebody who is an influencer on social media, that is what they do for a living. That's their full-time job. They get up in the morning and brush their teeth like you and me, and then we go to work. They go to work on themselves, on their own Instagram, and that's what they do all day. So I do understand it takes an enormous amount of work. Where are you on social media, Mark?
Listen, I feel the same way. I enjoy social media. I like looking at social media. I engage in it, but I also feel the same. It's like I have a full-time job, and I have a busy life, and I don't have the time to pour into it every day where I'm creating videos and content, because it really is a full-time job and I have to make money somehow, and it's not going to be it's not going to be through Instagram.
Yeah. If I was super rich, if I had a trust fund and I could just focus on myself all day, if I could be like my own hobby, then maybe I would be more interested in it. But the thing is here, and Jen really explains this too, she said she keeps it at arm's length. And she said she notes you can get sucked in, and it leads to loss of hours, wasted time just mindlessly scrolling. She reflects on her own experiences, admitting that she has got caught up, and it's absolutely a rabbit hole that she's fell down. She watches anime. animal videos and cute baby clips, and she cautioned people, I think this is the most serious part, about the negative effects on your mental health, stating, quote, "I just don't think it's good for us. I don't think it's healthy. I got to admit, Mark, I don't think after spending 30 minutes, maybe an hour, scrolling through other people's lives, I don't think I've ever walked away feeling happier. I've always walked away not feeling quite as good about myself or my own life, or that I'm a little bit of a loser. And so I really now do try to keep it at arm's length. I get, because of what we do for a living, how it's a useful tool, how it can help people discover the podcast. And the more stuff I post, maybe the more people would listen to this show, and the more that would help the entire brand that I'm trying to build. But at the same time too, I'm really proud to say I have a really great group of friends. There's not that many of us, but we enjoy each other. We still phone each other. I know nobody phones anymore. We all text. But my friends and I, we laugh. We go out for drinks. And when I'm out for drinks, the last thing I want to do is be on my phone. I want to be talking to my friends. So I'm actually with Jen on this one. Where are you on the mental health aspect of social media?
Yeah, I see what she's saying here. You know, I like you, have a very nice full life. And I do a lot of fun things. And I don't put a lot of it on social media because I'm actually enjoying myself and doing those things, and I don't need you to see that or be a part of it or comment on it. I'm happy to share milestone moments, which I do here and there, but I can see how the comparison of others can be stressful for you, for me, or for other, for, you know, for you. And so I try not to get caught up in that. And when I do use social media, I like to follow accounts that inspire, you know, like,
yes,
or bring like just like silliness. I like to follow celebrity accounts, celebrity news, and stuff that I find interesting.
But yeah, it's a really good point, Mark. I've unfollowed people that don't bring me joy.
Yeah.
Anybody that I'm jealous of, even if they're a good person, I'm not saying they're a bad person, but if I'm jealous of their life, I just stopped following them. Anybody that makes me feel worse or bad about myself, not on purpose, it's my craziness, not theirs. They're just posting pictures, but I just stopped following them. And I've also turned, this is a very controversial thing, I don't follow many friends because I don't need to, because you're my friend, we talk. And so I follow a lot of acquaintances, but my real friends, my 10, my 5 real friends, I don't follow them on social media because I don't need to see pictures, because I'm part of their life. I know if they're going to Spain on vacation. I know if they're going to London. And so I think it's something that's worth thinking about. Social media isn't for your friends. Your friends are for your friends, not social media. Okay, this brings us to our poll question of the day. Jennifer prefers to keep social media at arm's length. Bit of a naughty question. Would you like to see more of Jen on social media? Would you like to see more of Jen on social media? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Libby, what are you working on?
Yeah. Okay, so Adele Beckham Jr. and Kim Kardashian's romance has reportedly fizzled out. Yeah, so the buzz surrounding Adele Beckham Jr. and Kim Kardashian's low-key romance has seemingly come to an end. After months of speculation about the status of the relationship, the insider disclosed that the pair's fling has fizzled out, marking the apparent conclusion of their romantic connection. Now, Rob, this update comes just 1 month after the duo was spotted together at the illustrious Vanity Fair Oscars party, adding to the intrigue surrounding their rumored affair. Now, does this come to a surprise to you, Rob, this, the ending to this, this romance?
No, Kim's been unlucky in love. And so I think Kim, we've seen so many guys that have come and gone. And so I want Kim to find somebody really special. I think she acknowledges it's difficult to be Mr. Kim Kardashian. Mm. She's such a superstar, and she lives her life so publicly. Talking about Jennifer Aniston a minute ago, this is the opposite. Everything Kim does is for social media, is for reality shows. It's like being with one of the Real Housewives. They love all this attention. I'm not putting them down for it. I love that they love it. I do. I'm glad that they don't pretend otherwise. Kim, it's quite difficult because I don't think you can hunt or have a private life and B, with Kim Kardashian. Now, the reason we're finding out about all this today is in a few days, Kim's going to turn up at the Met Ball. And I think a lot of people thought she would walk the carpet with Odell. It's clearly not going to happen. Kim is single. Maybe she'll meet a nice guy at that ball. It has happened in the past. Nick Jonas met Priyanka Chopra at the Met Ball. Lots of celebrities have hugged up there. So maybe this is a good night, or maybe Kim will be too busy hiding from Taylor Swift. They're both going to be there, Mark.
Drama. Yeah.
Drama.
Yeah. I mean, I thought what was interesting about this pairing was that we really didn't see them showing any kind of PDA. They didn't really show up together at any events where, yeah, you know, you would see her talk about other past relationships like Pete Davidson openly.
Yeah.
This was kind of very under the radar. And I'm curious to know, the Kardashians, the reality show is coming back to Hulu soon. Will this be mentioned on the show? Will there be any kind of explanation, or will this just kind of, you know,
just pretended, yeah, it didn't happen.
Right.
They're pretty good, though, at acknowledging all their follies. Like, this is a family that uses every detail of their life for content. Like, they, yeah, don't shy away from very much at all. So they need storylines. I knew they were in trouble when we didn't see them out very often, because that just isn't how Kim dates.
Right.
If you date Kim, you have to go to premieres, you have to walk red carpets together, you have to turn up at events. And the fact that he wouldn't do this is telling me they're just not a good match.
Right.
It's not that they're bad people, but it just wasn't a good fit. Okay, moving along, some sad news. Britney Spears has attacked her sister in a shocking new video. So Britney has made it very, very clear that any hopes of reconciliation with her sister, Jamie Lynn, are distant as she launches into a scathing tirade captured in a since-deleted Instagram video. So Britney does this. She posts stuff, and then I think she regrets it. She takes it down. She refers to her sister as a little bitch. She talks about her sister being on a TV show. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. She makes fun about that. This is really painful to see. We know that the dynamic within this family is not good. They're in a really bad place. A few days ago, Britney deleted her entire Instagram account after attacking her family. Britney is full, and rightly so, I think, of rage, of pain, of anger. But instead of using social media as a therapist, as a tool, I wish she'd get some professional help. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's been psychiatrists and others weighing in saying that she needs to be back under some type of conservatorship and maybe needs to be medicated. From watching the video, she does sound quite unhinged. She was speaking in a British accent at one point. She was rambling on about various things that didn't connect. It's just overall very concerning, and she seems, like you said, very angry. And what's most worrisome, Rob, is that she doesn't seem to have anyone in her corner. There's no one in her family, no friends. There's no loved one who's stepping in and saying, you need help.
Oh, Mark, it's heartbreaking, isn't it? When you have a breakdown, I'll be there, Mark. I promise. If you shave your head, I'll come running over. Start speaking in a British accent. I'll come running over. I spent some time with Britney shortly after her meltdown, and I knew things were odd because of the British accent. And the paparazzi used to tell me they always knew if they were going to have a wild day with Britney, depending on if she had an American or a British accent. So I think there's some link there. We laugh, but I think there's some link there. She needs help, and I don't know how to do this. And if it can't be a family member, who should it be? But clearly, Britney's on a dangerous path here. And I think the family, the sources I spoke to, say the family would love to help. They've messed up in the past.
Yeah.
But they do love her. They would love to help. You know, the similar situation with Wendy Williams at the moment. Mm. She's under a conservatorship. It's not her family. This is an independent conservator. And those questions are big questions. And I think the reason we talk about it so much is we don't have any good answers. When people get to this point, what do you do? When you know somebody needs help, but they don't want it, what do you do? And then add $60 million to the mix. Oh, my goodness. The situation is explosive. Okay, talking about explosive, Meghan Markle has got herself into another little bit of trouble. What is she up to now?
She does. So Reports reveal the Duchess of Sussex has been cooking up more than just recipes for her new Netflix series, as filming takes her to a cannabis farm embroiled in scandal. Ooh. Whoa, Meghan. Okay, so whispers in Hollywood suggest that Meghan's highly anticipated cooking show has found an unconventional filming location at a cannabis farm in California. As the Duchess continues her quest for television stardom, critics question her judgment in aligning herself with a farm mirrored in legal and ethical concerns.
Oh, she didn't know. She just found a nice farm. Like, she had a scout out there that found a nice farm.
Right.
Do you remember that movie, The King's Speech? It won the Oscar.
Yes.
It was a great movie. A friend of mine worked on that. And the place where they shot it, where he had his vocal lessons, was a notorious gay porn set in London. And so the set of the movie, they did not know, they didn't want to do a movie on a set that had been used for something very different, a different type of shoot. But they did, and then afterwards they were mortified. I think the same thing is going on here. I think that they've had to find a farm to shoot this. They had scouts go out there and look at different available properties. And the one that they happened to pick is a kind of controversial place. Oh, Meghan, I do love you, but trouble, does it find you, or do you find trouble? I don't know. Okay, quickly before we get a break, talking about trouble, Monique is lashing out at Oprah again, calling her, quote, a raggedy B-I-T-C-H. So Monique is out there doing a stand-up routine, and Oprah has become part of the show now, and they had a huge falling out, and Monique has not held back, but she didn't mince her words when she referred to Oprah as a raggedy, you know what, leading the audience in a spirited chant of F Oprah Winfrey.
Oh,
TMZ has the video. I get it. I get the anger. But I think if this becomes your full-time job, Monique, you're going to lose. Oprah's Oprah. It doesn't matter what you say about Oprah. She's paid her dues. She's got billions of dollars. She got a great life. Sometimes you've got to put down the sword. I've had to do this too, Mark. When I feel that somebody hasn't treated me well, I want to fight back, but I can become relentless about it, and it can become like my identity, and I lose who I am, and I just become this guy that's attacking somebody else. Stop. Put down the sword, Monique. We know you don't like Oprah. Oprah probably doesn't like you either, but this could stop if you just decide to find something else to talk about. Okay, we're going to find something else to talk about when we come back in just a moment.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Mark Lupo. Hey, Loopy, let's get to the polls.
Da, da, da.
Thank you. Last show we talked about King Charles is too busy to meet with Prince Harry, ouch, during his London visit. Is this a snub or is it no big deal? His dad is too busy to meet with him. What do you think? 85% said it's a snub. It is a snub. It looks terrible. He might be the busiest king in the world. Fine, 20, 30 minutes. Fine, an hour. Come on, you're so rich. It's not as if you can't afford to book a nice restaurant, or you can't afford to get the taxi across London. He's not going to get on the subway in the rain to meet him in some divey bar. Come to the palace. I'll send a car. How about that, Mark? I'll send a car to pick you up, bring you to the palace, and we can spend an hour together having tea. Mm. Sounds lovely. Do it. What do you think?
Somewhere Camilla is chuckling.
Ooh, Camilla's behind this. For sure. Camilla's like, you ain't meeting him.
100%.
She got that book out. Uh-huh. She highlighted all the chapters, all the mean things he said about her. Mm-mm-mm. Not happening, okay? Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Ow. It's Cher. We love Cher. So, according to Cher, her shyness around men combined with the hesitancy of men her age to approach her led her to explore relationships with younger partners. With her sense of humor, Cher quipped, "And the reason I got with young men is because men my age are older." Well, now they're all dead. She went on to explain that younger men have been raised by women like herself and possess a boldness that she finds appealing. Oh,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
It's a different generation, isn't it? And we are raised differently. I look at my family, my elder brother, who's at least 10 years older than me, is very different to me. And part of that is my mom and dad were very different when they were raising him. And so people that are our generation have different attitudes, different political beliefs. Men of Cher's age might be more conservative, might be more set in their ways. I love this, and I do love that Cher can have a good joke, even at herself. Our nicest of the day, and now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Taylor Swift was caught cringing at Travis Kelsey as he sang a song at a charity event. So Travis loves to sing. He's not a very good singer.
No.
And so Taylor is cringing away. The reason this is the naughty is this. You've got to accept people. When you date somebody, the good, the bad, what you like, what you don't like, it's all who they are. Give him singing lessons, Taylor. Get him a vocal coach, and maybe the two of you one day can do a duet. Okay, let's end with a moment of Rob. You got to rob. Toxic relationships are not the most exhausting. Let me explain what is. Ambivalent ones. If you have an ambivalent relationship with somebody, it's the most difficult relationship you'll ever have. Good and bad are very easy for us to work with. Even if you're bad, I have tools for that. It's the ambivalent ones that should really raise red flags. Look through your address book, look through your life, and figure out the people who you are ambivalent about and stay away from them. Okay, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Mark show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Imagine getting in a hot, stuffy car in the summer. You know how it cools off much faster when you roll down the windows first to get the hot air out? Well, that's exactly how an Easy Breathe basement ventilation system works. Removing all the musty, damp, stagnant air and replacing it with fresher, cleaner, drier air. Take charge of your air with Easy Breathe ventilation and get $250 off today. Ask about DIY kits. Visit takechargeofyourair.com or call 866-822-7328.